want to go for a few minutes too. Get up, speak up, and shut up, as we were encouraged. Acts 13, verse 1 to 5. And while you're turning there, Acts 13 and 14 is what we would call Paul's first missionary journey. So it talks here about how they were sent out and the church that they came from. Chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. They were public men, as you find from verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord. That's public ministering in the assembly. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas. So I would say these were probably in order of their age or their time in the assembly. Barnabas, we know, had been around for a long time. He was the senior man. So he's the first in the list as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Quite a list. Saul is the last one. Verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, so they were ministering, and they fasted. I was listening to the Bible reading on Sunday, and I guess you were talking about fasting. I'm not sure what the conclusion was, if we should fast, but they fasted here. It says, the Holy Ghost said, this is verse 2, so the Holy Ghost spoke, maybe through one of the prophets, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Those were a definite call to a definite work, and it was two people, two working together. Verse 3, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. If you ever get a chance, I think it's on Gospel Hall Audio, they have a recording of Norman's grandfather giving a report of when he went to the work. I believe it was 1980, and it was only about a month before he died of a heart attack. So that's one of the last times he ever spoke. And he said that, he was talking about this passage, he said they fasted and prayed and sent them away. He said sometimes when he sees missionaries getting sent out or preachers, they're feasting and praising. He said, but here it's fasting and praying. So he said that's the biblical thing to do. When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Actually, in the margin here, in the original, it's they let them go. In other words, they would really have liked to keep them because they were useful, but they let them go because God was calling them. Verse 4, so they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed on to Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Cyprus is that island in the Mediterranean Sea, so that's the first place they went to. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. I read to here because it talks about John here. It's probably John Mark, as it says in my margin. John Mark, you read about him in the last chapter. That's where the church was meeting, in the house of the mother of John Mark. I believe her name is Mary. He was their minister, or he was an attendant. He was a younger man that was brought along with them to do, you might say, minor things. They weren't really minor, but that's he did more maybe physical things to help out. And then, of course, later on, he left them and went back to Jerusalem. But then they gave him another chance, and Barnabas took him again. But just, I was noticing here, so Barnabas is the senior man, and Saul is the last on the list. Verse 2, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. And they're in that same order in verse 7, Barnabas and Saul. But then verse 9, it says, then Saul, who also was called Paul. It changes his name here. So some people think that he was born with the two names. Saul was his Hebrew name, and Paul was his Gentile name. I'm not sure of that. It could be. But Saul, or Paul, that was his work to the Gentiles. And Barnabas, that wasn't really his work. He went along with Saul, and he was sent by the Lord, but that was Paul's special work. So if you look at verse 13, now when Paul and his company, Paul's the prominent one now in verse 13. Barnabas' name is not even mentioned. Then Paul's the one in verse 16. Paul stood up. He comes forth as the leader. And if you look at verse 43 of this chapter. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas. After that, it's always Paul first, and then Barnabas. Isn't that interesting? And one more, chapter 14, verse 12, it's in the same missionary journey. And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, or Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Paul was the chief speaker. There was nothing wrong with Barnabas and his preaching. But maybe Paul was more gifted and more suited for this work, in preaching to the Gentiles. And Paul maybe knew the languages better than Barnabas, possibly, because of his upbringing. But that was one thing I noticed, and I'm going to sit down, that the Lord called these, especially for a special work. And I was thinking Marcus Cain spoke at Pugwash about, you know, why, talking about why there's not young men being called to the work. And I don't really know in going out, but I do know that the Lord does call people to the work. And the Lord could be speaking to someone in this room, that maybe that's the future for you. And when God calls, you will go. And sometimes God might call a younger man and he surpasses and becomes the leader in a work beyond older men like this one. And the older man, Barnabas, he doesn't complain because he sees that God is in it. That's the one nice thing about Barnabas. It says in chapter 11, Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit. He was a good preacher, but Paul comes forward. And then I noticed in the church here, they ministered to the Lord, they prayed, they fasted. So it was a good practice. This is a healthy church. And they sent forth these men. And the men left the church, and being sent by the Holy Spirit, but they came back to the church at the end of chapter 14 and told them all that had happened and been done through them. May the Lord bless his word.